Good morning, you're listening to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Greenbuild, second day of the show, and I'm here at the Tate Raised Panel Flooring booth with Bill Reynolds, who is Director of Marketing and Engineering. Bill, how you doing?
Very well.
Good to be with you. I stopped by here because this is flooring, so it's flooring related, and you actually have an innovation at this show that I want to talk about in a minute, but before we do that, let's just catch up on raised access flooring. Tate, as most people know, is the market leader in raised access flooring in the U.S., and yet when you look at this whole concept of raised access flooring, many people know that it started in the data rooms, then it moved out into, as cubicles got popular, it moved out into the corporate offices as an inexpensive way of bringing utilities, wiring, and things to the different workstations, and yet it continues to evolve, and it's something I want to catch people up on. One of the things I do want to talk to you about is the market share penetration or acceptance. When you start thinking about commercial buildings and the use of raised access panel floors, what is the penetration in the U.S.?
Well, right now it's currently about 22%, which is up from a couple years ago, which was around 12%. So we've seen a distinct move in the penetration rate for a raised floor, and it has a lot to do with the move in the market to go to more sustainable green designs. And certainly raised floor coupled with modular wiring and cabling and underfloor air conditioning provides flexibility, provides reduced energy consumption, provides increased comfort control, and provides improved ventilation effectiveness. And that's very synergistic with the attributes of what U.S. Green Building Council prescribe. And as you can well see in this room and we see in the market, you know, green and sustainable design is on a growth curve, and we're going with them.
Before we leave this penetration topic, talk about penetration in Europe and in Asia in comparison to U.S.
Well, in Europe, we have a sister company that's based in the U.K. So in the U.K., the penetration for raised floor is about 60%, right? So it's much more than here in the U.S., and, you know, I know you're probably going to ask me, well, why is that? And the primary reason is raised floor started as a solution to provide, what do I do with the wire and cable in a commercial office building? Because of the drive to go to open office plan, you had a couple choices. If you have limited walls, there's so many places you can put wire and cable to deliver it to somebody's workstation. And if you don't go modular furniture method, which wasn't predominantly used in Europe at the time the decision was made, then you're going to use a raised floor. You're going to deliver the wire and cable under a raised floor and then bring it up, terminate it at the location at the workstation. In the U.S., the modular furniture industry was chosen as the primary vehicle. When this first wave came, when we all got rid of our typewriters and went to computers and all the wire and cable came in, you had a choice. We were not as open plan as Europe, so we had more hard walls, so there was lots of places to bring wires and cables down from the ceiling. And then where you did have open plan and started to evolve, modular systems furniture were the place to run wire and cable. But things changed. You know, as soon as the density increases in the workplace and the drive for more energy efficiency and that flexibility, you know, if I got a lot more workstations and they're shrinking, then you really get to a situation where raised floor makes a lot more sense.
All right, and let's take it another step further. As you said, it was where you put your wires in, and your innovation that I want to get to now is around this whole concept of moving air also through there. I mean, if you've got the raised floor, by the way, what is the distance on most commercial installations? How high is that raised floor now?
It's about 14 inches.
So it's a perfect opportunity for you to eliminate ductwork and just run the cooling system or heating system, the air movement underneath that raised access flooring. One of the things that you guys are talking about at this show, with all of this LEED building and all of the glass and all of the walls coming down, there has been an opportunity given to raised flooring to replace the ductwork, to bring air closer to where the worker actually is in their workspace. And now you have a product that is pretty neat as far as the BTU range and the amount of energy required to vary the temperature in a space. Talk about this new innovation you have.
Well, there's been several, and I'll just take them real quick. Clearly, there's been a drive for putting air in the raised floor because it can reduce energy. It lowers your fan horsepower. So that was a good start. One of the things that we want to do is continuous improvement. So one of the aspects of underfloor air distribution that probably needs more improvement is perimeter solutions. So we wanted to create solutions that would improve upon the perimeter solution for underfloor air conditioning. So an innovation that we released this year, early on this year, was an in-floor active chilled beam. So that's one of the devices you're seeing in here. And then the second innovation, which we haven't launched in manufacturing yet, but we've done our proof of concept, is we're looking at phase change material. So that phase change material would be placed in the panel to help shave peak loads. And it would be coupled with this in-floor active chilled beam to provide, you know, the latest innovation in perimeter solutions for underfloor air.
So what you're talking about is a panel that has a fluid in it or a material in it that at a certain temperature changes from a solid to a liquid. Talk how that works.
Yeah, absolutely. Phase change material has got quite unique attributes. Just to put it in perspective, and we're talking about thermal storage capability, the ability for a material to store energy and let you store it during a time when energy is expensive and then exhaust it when energy is cheaper. So just to put it in perspective, steel has a capacity of about 0.12 BTUs an hour of thermal storage. Cement, which is also in our panel, has 0.23 BTUs an hour. Phase change material has a storage capacity of 50 BTUs at a certain melting point. So the key is, in a commercial office building, you design the phase change material to melt at a certain temperature. We've got ours set at 75 degrees. So when the commercial office building at the perimeter, when the sun's coming in and beating on the floor and in the interior occupant, and the temperature raises beyond 75 degrees on the surface of the product, it begins to absorb that energy, and that material inside the panel begins to melt. And if it, a la phase change. And in the process of doing that, it stores that energy. And when the temperature goes below 75 degrees, it starts to re-solidify and exhaust that energy. So what we're trying to do is just shave the peak loads. It helps save you energy. It helps make the space more comfortable during the time when you have elevated thermal conditions, when, say, the sun is on one side of the building. So we would design to put these phase change materials and ribbon them around the exterior of the building, a couple rows, and couple it with our in-floor active chilled beam.
And all of this can work underneath the floor covering, too, if there's a floor covering
Absolutely.
On top of it.
This material is encapsulated within the cement in our panel and then further encapsulated by the steel shell of our panel. So it's non-combustible, and it does the phase change without detracting from the structural performance of the access floor.
Bill, sounds very innovative, and I appreciate you sharing this technology with us. Again, we've been talking to Bill Reynolds, who is the Director of Marketing and Engineering at Tate Raised Access Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.